The epistle for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Brethren, let us not covet evil things as they also coveted, neither become ye idolaters as some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed fornication, and there fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them tempted and perished by the serpents. Neither do you murmur as some of them murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happen to them in figure, and they are written for our correction, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore he that thinketh himself to stand, let him take heed lest he fall. Let no temptation take hold on you, but such as is human, and God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also a temptation issue that you may be able to bear it. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 19. At that time, when Jesus drew near Jerusalem, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou also had known that in this thy day the things that are to thy peace, but now they are hidden from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee, and thy enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and straiten thee on every side, and beat thee flat to the ground, and thy children who are in thee, and they shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou hast not known the time of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast out them that sold therein, and them that bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he was teaching daily in the temple. Please be seated. It is through hardships and trials that we walk towards God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I'll give a plug to the Benedictine monks. Actually, that quote came from the calendar, their calendar that they have with the rule of St. Benedict. And it was for yesterday's feast, the feast of St. James the Greater, Santiago. And so we talked before about the pilgrimage of Santiago, but I thought also by tying that in to, obviously, with our pilgrimage just being 5 weeks away, that I think it would be good for us to consider again kind of what is needed for the proper spirits. But as I mentioned, also trying to tie in this idea of being blessed with the Fatima pilgrim statue that we'll be having accompany us during our pilgrimage, during these days. And I would say that brings to us even a greater amount of graces that can be showered upon ourselves, our souls, but then also the parish itself. But as we talked before, we definitely need to have the proper spirit behind it to gain these graces, I mean, as a parish, but even as an individual. Because God will offer these many graces to our souls, and they will be granted to us, obviously, depending on our disposition. And that is with any time that we receive the sacraments. The graces that come to us are based upon the disposition that we have, the effort that we place into it. And so that's where then this idea of a pilgrimage itself. I mean, we're truly blessed to even have the opportunity to make a pilgrimage. We're blessed to have the opportunity to be able to go to a sacred place, a hallowed place. And so that's where, when we understand what a pilgrimage truly is, it is a religious act that is going to a hallowed place. But in order to gain the graces, we must have a truly supernatural motive behind it. I think I talked to you before about just the whole idea of Santiago now has become almost mystic. For some people, it is just to see if they can accomplish this walk. It has nothing to do with the fact that this is where St. James the Greater, his relics are. It has nothing to do with the whole idea of being a true pilgrim, where they get the seashells of making the whole journey, of making it wherever they come from. They can come from France, they can come from different areas of Spain and making this walk. And traditionally they walk at least 500 to 600 miles in order to gain that seashell that is accomplished over 30 days. And so today it's become, as I say, just more of something that is an accomplishment, a physical act for the people to say that they've accomplished this Santiago pilgrimage. Because they've lost the sense and the idea of truly what it is, that it is a religious act that has a supernatural motive behind it. That we would walk, that we would go to this place, this hallowed ground, for graces, or to give honor to the saint, to give true honor to St. James the Greater. And so that's where traditionally with the pilgrimages itself, yes, they are characterized by prayer and penance. I mean, that is why it's important for us to understand that. As we make the pilgrimage, that's why we have the sermons, that's why we have the meditations, the prayers and the singing that go along with it. It is to uplift our soul, but then also to give the example to the people that we're walking by. When the people stop and ask us, what are we doing? Most of the time you'll either get responses of like, ooh, that's cool, or wow, you people are walking that far. Because they've lost the sense of truly what a pilgrimage is, of not understanding, not knowing what that we're trying to do. We are trying to gain graces for our own individual souls, for our families, for the parish itself. And that is why it's such a great tradition that we have here of making that pilgrimage. Last year we celebrated the 15th year of doing it. And so therefore, it's important for us to understand the spirit that is necessary to make a pilgrimage well. So as I say, a supernatural motive behind that, to gain the graces that God is offering to our souls. And so therefore, yes, it must be characterized by prayer and penance. And also the silence that is necessary even during a pilgrimage. And that's why you try to help all of the faithful to understand there are times to talk, there's times to enjoy the company of the other people. But then there's also the realization that we are making this for the honor and the glory of God. And that is the whole purpose behind it. And so as I say, if it's characterized by prayer and penance, that fits very well into Our Lady of Fatima. And what that Our Lady of Fatima tried to instruct the three children. And if you've read about these three children of Fatima had a true sense and a true spirit of reparation. That for them, they would go through and offer things to God. That maybe they would not drink water or not do something in offering that to God, even though maybe they wanted some at that time. And young children, 9, 10 years old, but they understood in order to make reparation to God, because they knew that there were sins committed against God. And so therefore, for them, they wanted to make that reparation. Because they knew that many souls would go to hell because they have no one to pray for them. That's what Our Lady had told them. And so that sense, that idea that when we look at our pilgrimage, it needs to include that. This idea of making reparation, this idea of repairing for the sins of mankind, our own sins truly. But just look at our modern world today, the attack that is going on in marriage, the crisis in the church of itself, all of these different things that we need to have the proper prayer and penance for. And so that helps us then to prepare ourselves well for that. And that's why I mentioned to you that, okay, maybe you can't walk 50 miles. But you can take part in the pilgrimage over those 2 days by your prayers and your sacrifices. Or by helping out at the meals or driving a support vehicle. Or donating food and water for the pilgrims. There's many different means for us to be a part of the pilgrimage itself. And that's where it's all necessary for all of that to come into play to have a successful pilgrimage like we've had for years. Because of the generosity of the souls that are offering to that. And so that's where then you can see, then sense the good spirit that is there. Because there is a generosity of heart. Whether you make the whole pilgrimage or not, at that point it doesn't matter. Are you trying to be generous to Almighty God during those 2 days? And how necessary, as I say, we need the prayer and penance for today to make reparation for the sins of the world. Otherwise, just look also at the gospel account today. You see our Lord weeping over Jerusalem. And why is he weeping over Jerusalem? Because they did not know the time of his visitation. It was hidden from their eyes. You look at the world today. You look at how much it has gone away from God, recognizing Almighty God at all. And that is why it's so necessary to have a pilgrimage, to make reparation. Because we see the world around us. And so it's important for us to get that sense, to have that idea. Otherwise, the world will continue to go away from Almighty God, farther and farther. And it's interesting, some of the monks passed through just recently, and so I was talking to Brother Bernard, just even in the sense of holding off the hand of God. Because we were talking about the pilgrimage, we were talking about various things, different books that he has read, different things that talk about prophecies about the times that we're living in. And so we discussed the whole idea in the sense of holding off God's hand, the wrath that he has. And so you think about Our Lady of La Salette, where she specifically even says in the apparition that she is trying to hold off her son's hand from striking the world. Because, she says, it's become a cesspool of iniquity. And so therefore we need good souls that are willing to sacrifice, willing to make reparation. And to also, and to tie in, obviously, the liturgical calendar, you know, we have the example of St. Mary Magdalene on the 22nd. And granted, yes, you had a soul that's lived a life displeasing to God for many years. But then she was struck with the grace of God and she accepted that. Because in some ways you ask the question is like, how could a soul turn so quickly like that? It is only through the grace of God. Of living a life completely away from God's laws to then becoming to where she has a great love for God. And she gives up everything for God. Gives up everything to repair for the sins that she had committed. And so there is a great sense and a great idea for us, a model for us, you can say, of prayer and penance. I mean, for her, she prayed. She went out, even to the deserts. She meditated upon the suffering of our Lord. I mean, she was faithful at the foot of the cross. But then there was also the voluntary practice of mortification with the whole idea, the spirit of reparation. To repair for her sins, but then also the sins of the world around us. She wept for her sins. I mean, that we see in the gospel account, where she washed our Lord's feet when he entered into the house. I mean, she wept over her sins. And so there is that true spirit of reparation, something that will help us to gain the idea and the sense, the spirit of being a true pilgrim. Not that we have to weep over our tears on the pilgrimage or over our sins on the pilgrimage itself, but of understanding of why we would make a pilgrimage. Of why people sometimes, when they receive a grace from God, they offer that they would make a pilgrimage and thanksgiving for that. And so you have people that will go to Lourdes. You have people that will go to, you know, Fatima or wherever it may be. I mean, obviously some of you just came back from a pilgrimage led by Father Boyle. I mean, a great grace for your souls with that. In a large sense, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You know, granted, maybe some souls can go more often, more frequently. But truly, it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to not only to fill our soul with these holy sights that we see, but to hopefully be awestruck by the fact of how much God has given to us and done for us, that yes, you would be willing then to make this trip, leaving and going and trying to then gain these graces for your soul. And so that's why it's so important for us to understand our own pilgrimage that we have. I mean, you think of Europe and you think of how many spots, how many places you can make a pilgrimage to. And then obviously for America, we don't have so many. So it's a great grace for us to be able to do so. It's a great opportunity for us to offer that to God. So as I say with St. Mary Magdalene, yes, we see the example that she gave to us. And so take these opportunities to pray now. One, to pray for a successful pilgrimage. Because it is something that will benefit all of us from. That if you have a few souls that are willing to make this pilgrimage well, the graces that they can gain for the whole parish can be tremendous. And so that's what I say, pray now that we make a successful pilgrimage. Pray now that we have the help that will make it a good spirit, a good pilgrimage, like it's been for the past 15 years. Obviously for my past 6 years that I've made it. But we need to pray now. And that's what I say, to look and to see how can I help with the pilgrimage. If you can't walk the 50 miles, fine. If you can walk one, great. If you can offer some help in different ways, offer that help. Because that is how then you will benefit from the pilgrimage itself, but then we will all benefit from that. That we will all have that opportunity and that grace from that. And so hopefully from this, it will give us some food for thought. As I say, a pilgrimage is a religious act to a hallowed place, to a sacred place that we give honor and glory to God. And obviously we give it through Mother Cabrini herself, St. Francis Cabrini. We also honor her, a saint, a friend of God. And so pray for these graces now. And as I say, we're blessed to even also have the Fatima Pilgrim statue accompanying us on this. I mean, it worked out well. It was divine providence, you can say, that we have that opportunity for that statue to be with us. Because us having the statue in the parish is a great grace, but then having it on top of the pilgrimage that we are making, even more graces for us. So let us take advantage of that now. Pray now. Sacrifice now. Make small reparations now for a good pilgrimage. Because God will give us many chances for mortification on the pilgrimage itself. Whether it's weather, whether it's lack of something to drink, whether it's whatever it may be. And so we have the opportunity now. And so pray for the graces. Beg God for these graces for our parish. Because that is what will then help us to continue to grow in the love of God. And I will leave you with what was said of St. Mary Magdalene. Much was forgiven of her because she loved much. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.